Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. One of the things that I am really concerned about with everyone is how comparison is killing us. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. In under 5 minutes, my job is to jumpstart your day. So let's get it started. Comparison is really killing us, everybody. Look, it's killing our joy. It's killing our gratitude. It's creating anxiety, and it reinforces low self-esteem. Every single time we compare ourselves to someone else, we go through this endless cycle of negative feedback loops. But why do we keep doing it? And don't act like I'm the only one. I've definitely had my issues with this form of kryptonite. And I can hear some of you right now. I hear you. Mario, I don't compare. But that's just not true. Maybe you don't call it that, but it's actually impossible for you not to compare. Here's why. You may not call it comparing, because what you're doing is you're either judging or lacking. Now, let me explain. When you judge someone, you are comparing. You may not be calling it that, but you're making an assessment and judging what someone else has or what someone else has done or what goal they have achieved, and you start telling yourself a story of how they got that thing or that goal. You plug in some quick ideas about what they may have done and how they may have gotten there or what was in their background or who may have helped them along the way. You come up with all these ideas. You can't tell me that you don't do this, because I know this to be true, because there is something that is called the social comparison theory. This was brought out by a social psychologist in the 50s, Leon Festinger, and he basically talked about the theory of social comparison, which argues that our own feelings of self-worth are dependent upon how we think we measure up to someone else around us. In other words, it's normal for us to do this. So let me go back to the two things that I think you're actually doing, and you're not calling it comparing. I think you're either judging or you are lacking. I talked about judging. Let me talk about lacking. If you feel that you lack something in your life, it's going to create internal suffering, because you'll always be in pursuit for that next better thing. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't have to have goals. You should have goals. It just means you don't get attached to the goal that you have. So, for example, of course, I wanted to have a talk show, right? And I wanted to be able to impact people with this talk show. And I wanted to achieve that goal. But I wasn't attached to the only way of being able to reach and impact people was by having a talk show. There are other ways that I can do it. So by not being attached, I reduced the sense of lack. I'm not lacking impact because I don't have a show. Do you follow me? When you figure out what your sense of lack is, it will then reduce your suffering. And when you do that, it's going to reduce your desperation. Because when you live in a state of lack, you start making poor decisions, which only contributes to the pain that you have. It only takes it even further. So the ability for you to be rational ends up being compromised by the feelings of desperation that overwhelm you. I'm breaking this all down because comparison is real and we do it every single day. Our brain is wired to protect us, so we are instantly judging a book by its cover, even if we don't want to. Now, the only cure to this is if you actually know how to observe a situation without putting judgment on it. But that is a whole other real big level of self-awareness. So right now, all I want you to do is really start thinking about, are you judging when you compare? Are you just making an observation? Or are you lacking something in your life, and that's why you're actually making this comparison? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.